It's Eric McElroy in the Morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
All righty. Bear with me today, folks. This is how I feel. You ready? This is
W-X-Y-N-Z.
That's me. That's how I feel right now. Happy Thursday. It is a Friday Eve. Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring. Your morning show, driven and fueled by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Hey, it was a long drive back from Athens last night. But it was at least the new Philadelphia boys, at least they won, right? I mean, it's not better than driving home after a loss. A little tired today, Daddy is, so. But we'll make it through together. If you want to join us, help myself and Michelle power through this thing, send a email to us, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. The Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Song requests, news tips. And if you want to say hello and greetings and salutations, that's what it's there for. On social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, I think Facebook and Instagram are working now. And we're streaming all the time, too, online at WTUZ.com. So much there for you on our website, too, the latest news. Stuff from Big Z Sports, Chances to Save Money podcast section, all that good stuff. Hey, after these words, more of your kind of country. Don't move. It's 99.9.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Two vacant rundown houses scheduled for demolition in Dover are one step closer to being removed. The homes for demolition are located at 529 Shawnee Drive and 218 West 12th Street. Council referred to the matter to the service department and says the homes in question need to be removed due to their condition. City Council has not yet determined a start date for demolition and will discuss further if the lots will be put up for sale. In state headlines, the Republican-led Ohio Senate has again passed a measure to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The Senate voted 19-13 Wednesday in favor of the so-called heartbeat bill, sending it to the Republican-controlled House. GOP Governor Mike DeWine has indicated he would sign such a bill. It would be among the most restrictive abortion measures in the country. For more local and state headlines, visit us at WTUZ.com.
Boy, we both sound fantastic. Amazing. Over here today. So I'm just a zombie, basically. And what are you exactly?
A sinus infection, just living life, the fullest.
Just living
just
life.
Just trying to make it through the day.
Bear with us, folks. We'll make it through today on a Friday Eve. We'll tell you soon, by the way, on a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, how you can win. Reason I'm tired. I was in Athens last night. Any Quakers in the house, by the way?
Boop,
thought
boop.
So. How about that game? You were listening, right?
Okay.
Boy, you can't get enough of my voice, I'm sure. You were listening last
girl,
night. Listen to me 4 hours in the morning.
Oh, yeah, babe. So I did listen, but when I was listening, we were losing, so I turned it off. And when I came back, we won.
You know what that means.
I can't listen.
That's exactly what that means.
I know. Listen, I already know my role. I am not going to do that to the boys.
So how are you listening? The good old-fashioned way on the transistor radio? Or
no,
were you?
I was listening on my phone.
You were streaming.
While I was in bed. Because, you know, 8 o'clock's pretty late. We go to bed usually at that time.
8 is late. I didn't go to bed until the 1 a.m. hour last night.
Well,
after the drive back and everything, I had to stop and get some food. It was a long day, and then by the time, you know, you check in.
Yeah.
I got a room, actually, down here, which was helpful, which enabled me to get, I don't know, maybe 40 more minutes of sleep, and that was it.
Was it worth it?
I don't know.
Well, it stinks because you won't see your family today either.
Yeah, I won't. I tell you what, shout out to my wife. What should I do for her? I'm already an amazing husband, but I feel like I need to do something else for her because, you know, I've been gone basically the entire month of March. Yeah, but where, what, I mean, what do I send her and a friend? What do I do?
Just her by herself. She's been taking care of two twin boys. Give her like a day where she needs like a massage. She needs to go get like a pedicure, a manicure, just a day for herself.
Just a pampering day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, two-year-olds.
No, no, make that two bottles of wine. Because if you didn't hear me, two-year-olds. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was a late night for Uncle Eric last night. Again, hats off to the Quakers. Great win for them. You know, stop me if you heard this before. New Philadelphia, a win away from the state Final Four, standing in their way. The Sheridan Generals. How crazy is that?
When I heard that last night, I thought, are you kidding me? Is that a typo?
No, it's real life.
I tell you what.
Small world.
Very small world.
Yeah, so the same team that knocked the Lady Quakers out of the playoffs, that's who the boys play on Saturday.
Are they as good as the girls?
I don't know. I mean, it's they're obviously a powerhouse program.
Right.
You know, boys and girls.
Just like the Quakers.
Them. Right. Obviously.
Obby.
But no, it was great to see all the Quaker fans there on a weeknight, 8 o'clock.
Were there a lot?
Yeah, there were a lot.
That's
it was
awesome.
Great to see them all there. So Joe and I will make the trip again today to Athens. The Sandy Valley Cardinals play Wheelersburg. They're the Pirates.
What time are y'all leaving?
I don't even know yet. I can't think about that yet. I'm just trying to make it. To 10
Maybe
o'clock.
You should, you know what you should do? You should have Joe drive and you should sleep in the car.
Joe is driving.
Oh, good. See?
Joe is driving tonight.
Just put your headphones on. Just take a nap. It's a 2-hour drive, right? That's 2 hours of sleep.
You're right.
You should totally do that.
If I make it that long or that far. Anyway, yes, we'll bring you all the coverage. That's tonight, boys, Division III regional semis. So the Sandy Valley Cardinals in Wheelersburg. 5:30 will be on the air. 6:15 is when basketball starts.
You said Division III?
That's what it is tonight, yeah.
Oh, for Sandy Valley.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last night was D2.
D2.
Hey, you may not have been seeing some of the coverage you're used to seeing on social media from us last night. Because what in the world was going on? Zuckerberg. Come on, Mark. Mark Facebook.
What was that?
Tim Apple.
That was so frustrating. I was literally, because we had talked yesterday before I left, and I said, okay, I'm going to get this post up around, 6 o'clock.
Well, the whole social media outage.
6 o'clock rolled around, and I was not prepared because I had family duties to do. So I got everything ready by like 7:30 after I had the baby to bed. And I was I literally from like 7 to 10, I was like, oh my gosh, why is this not uploading? I thought it was me. I thought it was our Wi-Fi. Of course, I'm yelling at Chad. I'm like, what is going on?
You're like, Chad, fix the Wi-Fi.
I'm like, the Facebook is not working.
The Facebook.
I'm like, I can't do anything.
That's its old name.
I know. I was like, something is going on. I'm like, I don't know if it's my account. So then Chad, being tech savvy that he is, he went to Twitter and he said, it's like a nationwide thing. Calm down. You're going to be just fine. So then I screenshot it and I sent it to you. I'm like, can you see if it's working for you? But you were having the same problem.
It wasn't only Facebook. It was Instagram as well.
I know.
That was experiencing problems. Like, listen, you can take maybe one social media platform away from the United States of America, especially us millennials. But God forbid, do not take two at a time.
I know, right?
And you leave us with the red-headed stepchild, which is Twitter.
It was so awful.
My goodness. The mistake child? That's Twitter. You leave us with Twitter.
But you know what's so crazy is that you texted me. You were like, try it right now. It was like, 10:30? So I like got on there, and here I saw all these posts where I had attempted to like upload it. And I was like
seven times.
Oh, my gosh. Delete.
I tried to post from Athens last night, courtside. I'm still waiting for that post to pop up. I did it twice. Because obviously, after the first time it doesn't work, you're like, well, I guess we'll try again.
Right.
And so who knows? It'll probably pop up, 2 weeks from now.
Oh, my
who knows?
Gosh. Was a little frustrating.
It's
I'm
funny.
Not gonna lie.
It's funny. I actually saw Facebook make a statement on their Twitter account. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Facebook made a statement on Facebook's Twitter account.
Does Facebook own Twitter?
I don't think so.
They own Instagram.
Yeah. I don't think they own Twitter.
They
or
don't.
Else that may have been shut down yesterday, too.
True.
Could you imagine? What would we have done?
Oh, my gosh. And you know how crazy? Like, I never thought that I would have been, quote, unquote, addicted to social media. But, like, whenever you have to do it for your job, it gets super frustrating. You know,
like last night, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, I need to get this up.
Yeah. Anyway, the outages for Facebook and Instagram started yesterday around 11. And apparently it was on not only the app, but desktop sites, East Coast, West Coast, parts of Europe, and elsewhere. Basically worldwide.
That's crazy. I did try on my desktop. I tried on my home computer. I tried on my laptop.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
you were...
I was like, I'm destined to get this up. I was like, we have got to get this working.
So since that was going down yesterday, I'm sure none of you heard that good old April the Giraffe is at any... moment. Haven't we been down this road before?
Yeah,
haven't
I'm not we? Doing this again.
At any moment, she's going to give birth. No, Michelle, they say it any minute.
Not doing this again.
Because
they did
happen.
That last time. Any minute was like a month later.
So what's the protocol? The tail is held aside, right? Check. The udders are filled. Check that. Swelling backside. Yep.
Oh.
We're good.
Poor April.
April the giraffe showing every sign that soon she may be delivering her next calf.
She should probably just stop having babies.
I don't know if there's a YouTube audience this time around or not.
Oh, I've seen media outlets posting the video.
Really?
Like the live stream. Oh, yeah. I'm not getting hooked into that again.
Remember, 2 years ago, 2017, April the Giraffe drew more than 232 million YouTube live views.
Oh, my gosh.
During 7 weeks leading up to the birth of what it was, Tahiri or Tahiri or something like that. T-A-G-I-R-I was the name of that calf right there that was born.
Oh, my. 7 weeks?
What do you mean?
It took 7 weeks. We wasted 7 weeks of
our
life.
Yeah, she was like in labor for 7 weeks, basically.
Oh, you guys.
Could you imagine?
No. Well, no, that. But I can't believe that we wasted, us Americans, wasted 7 weeks watching this giraffe having a baby.
Yeah. Now, no word on a name for this next giraffe. I'll wait till it pops out. By the way, if you've ever seen a giraffe being born.
It is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and listen, it drops from a high altitude, if you will.
It is.
You know, giraffes are kind of tall, and I mean, when the calf hits the hay or hits the barn floor,
right?
Or giraffes in a barn? I don't know. Wherever they live,
like a little barn,
yeah.
Type environment.
Some sort of nook it
shelter.
Was in. Yeah.
But you know what I found interesting is when
it makes a thump.
It does. But you know, for giraffes, mm-hmm. Right? The calf is like standing up and walking within like an hour.
Yeah, but it takes a second, like, I mean, right away for it to realize, you know, how
right.
Wobbly and how weird of a creature it actually is
and
with
here
the long
it takes
legs.
Us Americans, like, or us humans, a year to learn how to do that.
You're right. Some still don't have it down. Some can't even text and walk.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing at all. It's 6:45, just flipped to 6:46, by the way. Hold your water in. Don't spit that out on your equipment. I have your Big Z Sports Minute after these words from Jeff Exline. By the way, you alluded to our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Where's that at, Michelle? How can folks sign up?
It's on our Facebook page. I pinned it to the top, so just go find our WTUZZ Country mm-hmm. Facebook page, and you'll see all the rules right there.
Have no fear. Everything's working Facebook-wise.
Yeah, I got it up.
This morning.
Just in time.
Indeed. Hey, so yes, somebody will win $75 to Pam's Posies. That winner will be chosen in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, good morning. Eric, Michelle, birthday time. First Big Shot celebrity birthdays on 99.9. Quincy Jones, music composer, conductor, producer, right? I'm sure. 86 years old. I know. Billy Crystal's 71 years old, believe it or not. Hey, one half of the duo Sugarland.
Jennifer Nettles.
No, the other half.
The other half.
Who is that other half, Michelle?
Isn't his name Christian?
Yes, Bush is the last name.
Yes.
He's 49, I guess, whatever. Give you that one. Also, NBA player.
Okay.
Multiple champion.
Okay.
Born in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, no, it's not LeBron, because his birthday's in December.
LeBron James.
You're right.
Steph Curry.
Yes. He's 31.
Wow, and I didn't realize he was so close in age with us.
Born in the same hospital as LeBron.
Right.
Right, yeah, about that. And also Olympic gold medal gymnast, Simone Biles. Doesn't she have ties to Ohio, I thought?
I don't remember.
Crap, I thought I
You might be right.
Knew that. I thought like she had ties
Columbus.
To Columbus.
Yeah.
And also, a would have been birthday. This guy thought he was so smart, you know that? But Albert Einstein would have been 140 years old today. Know-it-all. Died in 1955. So there you go. Big shot celebrity birthdays. Local celebrities now. Do you want to start us off there?
Sure. Right. Melanie Milligan is celebrating today out of Urecksville. Nolan Pataka is also celebrating out of Urecksville. It says, happy double digits birthday. Love Mom, Dad, and Aubrey. Taylor Hagelock is celebrating a birthday today. 8 years old out of New Philadelphia. Chad Poland is celebrating his 46th birthday. Also out of Yorksville. A lot of Yorksville birthdays today. And Garrett Dinger is celebrating as well.
I feel like my stack is larger. Bentley Reich from Baltic. Happy third birthday. No comments over there from the peanut gallery. Briella Lindsay. I like that name. If indeed I'm saying it correctly. 6 years old out of New Philadelphia. Ruby Lee. Happy birthday to you, Ruby. Also, happy birthday. This is Mike. Is it Kaczynski? Happy birthday, Michael. Melba Buckley is celebrating, and Robert Swiger. Happy birthday to you. Was there another one?
Yes, one just came in on the text line. Lily Burkhart celebrating a birthday. It says, love, Grandma Kim.
Very cool.
There you go.
I was just going to go ahead and pick, right, to eliminate the whole...
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you want to?
Sure.
Go for it, then.
Because I think you picked yesterday.
Then you do the honors, Michelle.
Let's see here. How about Nolan Pataka?
Nolan.
Because I love that name.
Yeah, that is Nolan. A cool name. Nolan wins prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Auntie Anne's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies. Michelle, it's
yes.
a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway.
Yes.
What's on the line? Tell us that, and then where folks can sign up and win.
$75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see it pinned to the top. All the rules. Tell us why, and then we'll select somebody during the 8 o'clock hour.
The deets are all there, as the kids would say, right?
The deets.
Again, find us on Facebook because everything's now working social media-wise.
Thank goodness.
We're there, Twitter, Instagram, too. At 99.9 FM, WTUZ, more of your kind of country next.
Z Country.
Texter, what'd you
okay.
want to say?
So they said that we both need to see a doctor daily because we must be rough on the ears today. You sound like you're dragging.
Is out there, did they elaborate, or they just said we need to see a doctor?
Here, let's see here. It made me laugh. I mean, it's kind of true. We probably should see a doctor, but it.
Well, listen. I struggle with lack of sleep, but today it's a little more severe than most days. Not gonna lie.
Right.
But you know, I normally can survive on 4 to 5 hours if I wanted to.
How many think you got?
But like night? Two, like maybe two, two and a half.
Ouch.
I know.
Hmm.
It was rough.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
What were you going to say?
So the texter said, maybe you two need to get hooked up to a daily doctor. And then he goes on to say, that way you could get on some meds and not miss any work.
How about ask the doctor this? Or heard the texter this? I said they called him the doctor. First of all, how many hours of sleep did that person get?
Right.
One. All right. And then I am here literally like every day. Do you want to hear a fact? I was thinking about this the other day, and I was going to pull this out at some point in time. I don't know when I was going to pull it out, but I'll yank it out of my bag of tricks right now. Are you ready for this?
Okay, yes. I'm going to wait.
I, Eric Matthew McElroy.
Okay, girl. Yeah.
Am the only one in this building.
Oh, here we go, everybody.
This building. I'm
here
serious.
Here we go.
That has not missed a day. Not a day.
This year?
So far in 2019.
That's a lie. Because you were
what
off.
Day did I... Hold on,
you
wait.
Were, you didn't,
what day did I miss?
You didn't work New Year's Day.
I'm talking all the normal... I mean, obviously, you can't count like Christmas
May
Day,
worked.
New Year's Day. No, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because I'm normally off that day. Shauna was off that day. I'm normally
Is
off that
a,
day. So again, as I was
Tuesday.
Saying...
Tuesday.
No, that doesn't... No, I'm off that day. And the day before was what? New Year's
Monday.
Eve? Which I was off. Or I worked like 4 hours or something.
Mm.
It was a planned day off. Shauna wasn't here that day. No, you're not, no.
Yep, I'm winning.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you were.
You are so
very,
far from the victory lap and finish line. It's not even funny.
Listen, I was
no,
in
but
the
really,
same boat
I'm the only
until
one.
Monday.
You weren't.
Yes, it's true. I swear, I have not had a day off until Monday. I promise.
I'd be willing to challenge that.
I promise you, because
I'm gonna throw my challenge flag.
I swear, Monday, and no, it's only because I had a funeral. I promise.
I don't know if I believe you or not.
It's true.
Hey, we got... I'm just going to move on. Because we got our first look at CMT's Crossroads with Boys to Men. And Brett Young. Michelle's feeling it. This was filmed back in February on the 28th. We talked about it, but I think you were off that day.
No, I was not.
I'm going to have to. Hey, now. I was just reading a text. Thanks, Strawberry, from the text line. You're acknowledged. Here's Brett Young's part coming up soon. Crossroads, later this month, March 27th, CMT. So there's only three guys in Boys to Men.
I know. What happened to the fourth guy? Are you supposed to be a part of it?
Men to older men? Is that now they're...
I think they're just men to grandpas? Is that a thing?
Men to elders.
Men.
Anyway, that CMT Crossroads, Michelle's
that
really getting down.
So much fun.
You know, I can now see intern Olivia is here. Couldn't you see, not just nod your head, how she was a state champion dancer at New Philadelphia High School? Could you not see that? Yes, it's very evident when you bust out those moves. Again, like I said, CMT Crossroads with country music's Brett Young and one of my favorite R&B groups of all time, Boys to Men. Now, again, known as Men to Elders. That's March 27th on CMT is when we can see it.
Somebody's literally going to go search iTunes. Men to Elders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing's coming up.
They're missing a couple guys. Hey, in court yesterday was DJ and Comet and Uncle Jesse, Stephanie, and the whole clan. Were they there supporting Uncle Becky? Were they
Uncle
there?
Becky?
Aunt Becky? Were they all there supporting her?
No, they were not.
They weren't? That's sad.
She was released on a $1 million bond.
Holy moly.
I know. Crazy. I saw the sketch of her sitting in court, and she just looked a little disheveled a little bit. And I don't know. The whole thing makes me so upset.
This whole college university scam. A bunch of folks were ushered in and out of courtrooms yesterday as this thing now comes to a head. Which, now, why wasn't she taken in again? You said yesterday because she was in Canada, right?
Right. She films in Toronto, in Vancouver. I'm sorry. She films in Vancouver for the Hallmark Channel, which, if you know anything about her career right now, that's what kind of what she does.
It's like a wholesome channel,
right?
Like Lifetime.
Right. She does a lot of the Christmas movies. She's a part of one of their big series. I think it's called When the Heart Calls, I believe. Mm. But also, yesterday, I read online that her daughter, the one that this has been kind of surrounded around, her name is Olivia Jade. She was on a yacht this past weekend, and they were like on a spring break trip, I believe, with a USC board trustee. And so I don't know, the whole thing is like super sketchy.
Great. As more info just keeps coming out.
It just kind of breaks your heart, because growing up, you look at Aunt Becky and Uncle Jesse, and they were just like your favorite like couple. I mean, how could you not have loved them? You know what I mean? And now you're just like, Aunt Becky, why'd you do it?
Well, I don't know how they had the money, one, two, to do this, because we all know Uncle Jesse and the Rippers. See, I mean, that band didn't make a lot of money. So I don't know what they were doing to get their cash.
They were pretty successful there for a minute. Remember, he went on tour with the Beach Boys, Jesse and the Rippers.
Apparently, they took the poor dog Comet away as well, ushered the family dog away.
And they had twins, so they had to pay for twins. Like they
Who were the twin boys again?
Nick and Alex.
Nicky and Alex, right? Wasn't that what they called them?
Yes.
Yes.
In the world, I mean, you of all people, you know what it's like to have twin boys and how expensive they can be.
That show, I'm going to ask the dumbest question of all time. You ready for this?
Okay.
What were the name of the Olsen twins in the show, or the Olsen twin in the show? What?
Michelle.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Hello.
I know. No, honestly, I know that sounds like the dumbest question.
Olivia just looked over here like, duh.
I know. I've had like 2 hours sleep, I know.
Can you name the cast? I mean, everyone knows that cast.
Yeah, you have Joey. You have Bob Saget, which is Danny Tanner.
Good job.
You have Uncle Jesse.
Right.
Aunt Becky, which is going to jail. Most likely.
For a couple years.
You have DJ, which was my like childhood crush.
Right.
Her and Kelly Kapowski. you have Stephanie. Michelle, obviously.
Avi.
I don't know why I couldn't remember.
What was DJ's boyfriend's name?
Steve.
Good job.
Listen, you don't understand.
Wait.
You don't understand.
What? You were obsessed with her?
No, the show.
Oh. Okay, so here. Who was DJ's best friend?
Kimmy Gibbler.
Good job.
Hello. I mean, come on, Michelle. Come on.
Come on.
How rude of you to judge me on my full house
how
knowledge.
Rude.
I know. How dare you. So we'll see what happens now. But I doubt, I don't know, I say this now, but I was going to say, who knows if any of them will go to jail, but five years is what they're facing.
Listen,
with all this stuff.
Honestly, I mean, I'm going to be realistic.
That's like
here.
Worst case scenario.
I don't see them going to jail at all. Honest to God. I feel like they'll have to pay fines. I can't see that. Because, listen.
Wouldn't that be weird that Lori Loughlin goes to jail and, on reruns in the Rec Room, they're literally showing
Full House. Yeah, that would
be like,
weird.
Oh.
I mean, what was the court hearing the other day? My husband said Paul Manafort, was that his name? He was supposed to be going to jail for a really long time, but he only ended up getting like a couple years. So, I mean, I can't
say.
Who's
that? Trump's guy or former friend
or
something?
Yeah.
Former colleague, lawyer or something.
Campaign. Was he the campaign guy?
I try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, I don't understand it. But he told me that somebody was supposed to go to jail for a long time. He ended up not going for a long time. So I feel like Aunt Becky, she may not even go to jail. Maybe she'll have Uncle Joey come in and testify.
Mm. Cut it out. You're going to have to stop. All right, 7:44 on a Friday Eve. Remember, it's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. We'll let you know again how you can win and enter yourself for a chance to win this morning. $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover. Garth, 99.9 WTUZ. Remember, he performed that song in front of Trisha Yearwood. Also, millions were watching and thousands there live. But it seemed like those two were the only ones in the room. Sorry, I should have turned your mic on earlier before. I'm new to this whole thing. Stronger Than Me, the name of that. This is our anniversary segment where we shout out those who have been celebrating their love for quite a few years. Michelle?
So today we're celebrating Robert and Vanessa Durbin out of Midvale. They dated for only 6 months before they got married, and they have been married for 10 years since.
Wow. That's rare.
That is rare. And this is a big one. Carol and Foster Roth out of Tuskegee celebrating 49 years of marriage. Congratulations.
Indeed. At the end of this month, we'll pick an all-new monthly anniversary winner. Make sure you guys submit those throughout the rest of this month. Speaking of submissions, Facebook is where you need to go for our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway on this Friday Eve, where we'll hand out $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. Again, that could be all yours. We love seeing the winners who send us pictures of their flowers. Beautiful, beautiful selection of your favorite flowers over at Pam's, just in time for this beautiful weather, which we're receiving, right? Did I hear Mr. X-Line say the warmest day of the year so far?
Yes, he did say that.
And, you know, of course, I would, out of all people, know that because I've worked every day of 2019 so far.
You're such a liar.
It's the truth. So, there's something probably X-Line and I have in common. Anyway, more of your kind of country after these messages. Remember, we're streaming online all the time, WTUZ.com. The Big Z sports team was on the call last night in Athens. Myself, Joe Geckler, Adam Soweski. It will be myself and Joe again tonight, but Riley Benson, who has helped us cover Sandy Valley Athletics for 2 or 3 years now, he'll be there with us tonight as well as the Cardinals take on the Wheelersburg Pirates. That's Division III regional semis, and you can hear that coverage right here starting at 5:30, basketball time at 6:15. Of course, the Quakers last night. What a great game that was.
You've got two Quakers in the house, by the way.
Any Quakers in the house, by the way? Olivia, you know that's what you're supposed to... Can I hear... No, thank you. That was weak. Now there's a third Quaker in the house right behind you.
There is a third Quaker in the house.
The now 29-year-old Jared Slayball. But anyway, that was a great win by the boys last evening. And again, it's tournament time here in Z Country. And coverage rolls on, all powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. See more at sarshoneofwaynesburg.com. Again, they're also on Facebook when it works. But it seems to be okay now, right?
Right.
That's Facebook.
It should be up and running.
Hey, a bomb cyclone is that weather system that rolled through Colorado yesterday. You see all this stuff on news coverage and
the
social
snow.
Media. Unreal.
If we get that snow, I'm moving to Florida.
Today it's rain. Here's the deal. This weather system is moving now into the Midwest, the one that plagued Colorado yesterday.
There was like some major traffic, and it pretty much halted the state.
Now, not only that state, but I mean 24 other states as well. I mean, from like the Rockies all the way to Texas. Some places saw snow, some saw blizzards, floods, even tornadoes. It was like Armageddon. Now, today we're experiencing all this rain, which is mere moments away as I'm looking at radar right now. But behind this rain is that system kind of that we just spoke of, which is, a little bit of snow mixed with, depending on where you are, rain. And you know what they call the mixture?
Right.
The freezing rain, if you will. The sleet.
I was just going to say sleet.
So, is that the official word, the scientific word?
Sleet? I don't know.
For freezing rain?
Flurries?
The wintry mix is what I was really going for and looking for.
Right.
So that'll be fun.
Can't wait. I thought we were done with, like, snow days.
Well, you know, with the first day of spring, really, next week on Wednesday, right? The 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We'll take
that. I'm excited.
You know... And April's right around the corner, too. April showers do bring May flowers. So you may have to deal with some rain.
That's okay. I'd rather have... Would you rather have rain or snow?
It's a good poll question. I'd rather have rain. Especially if it's like a thunderstorm. I love a good old thunderstorm.
I do.
There's just something about it.
Yeah, it's good to sleep in. It's like tranquil.
Right.
I like it. But some, I would prefer a snowstorm over rain.
A snowstorm?
Yeah, I love snow.
You can't do anything.
You can go play in it.
Well, that's no fun.
You can, like, in it, when
you can't
it's
even
raining.
Go to the store. And when you have a snowstorm, Snowmageddon, or a polar vortex. By the way, I love all these names. The bomb cyclone that is going through the Midwest now. The other two I just gave you. I know you have the Saskatchewan Screamer, right? There's one.
Right.
There's so many others out there. I know he's out there with messing with the donuts.
Preferably, I like the snowstorm because you can go outside and you can play in the snowstorm. When it's raining, you just get all wet. You can't go outside and play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can still go to the store and buy a gallon of milk. Everything's not sold out if you want. You know what I mean?
I know people think like the world's going to end if there's a snowstorm. Why is that? Whenever it's a snowstorm, everyone thinks the world's going to end. But if there's like a rain, like... everyone's okay.
Because you really, truly don't know how bad it's going to get.
Well, because like flooding, I don't know if you remember this, but this would have been like maybe 15 years ago at this point.
Oh, the Great Flood of 04.
Do you remember that?
No, I do not remember the Great Flood of 04, Michelle. Tell me more.
Actually, I don't think it was in 04. It may have been 05 or 06. It rained for so long. Like,
it rained for 7 days and 14 nights.
I hate you. And the river, I hate you so much. The river in Bolivar, I'm telling you.
Kept rising.
Oh, my God. Do you know Olivia? Olivia, you don't remember either? You're so young.
I kept praying, good Lord willing, that creek don't rise anymore. And it kept rising.
Oh, my gosh. No, I promise you, people that lived in Bolivar and Zor could not get to their homes because the river flooded so high. Like, it was, like, almost up to the highway. Like, people were literally on boats. I'm not kidding.
Cliff, get the sandbags.
Oh, my
God. The river's rising.
It was in 05. I promise you.
Cliff, it's 2005. We'll call this the Great Flood of 05.
Whatever.
Idiots.
I'm sure there are people out there that we know have, what I'm talking about.
We have dumb criminals real quick for you. Has to do with something I wish I could have continued to do today, and that was snore. All right, woman shoots boyfriend during argument over snoring. Authorities in Florida say a woman, yes, shot her lover during an argument about how loud his snoring was. Chad, a snorer?
Sometimes.
All right.
Yeah.
News outlets report that sheriff deputies arrived at the couple's home. They were told that the shooting was accidental.
Right.
Later, they found out that the woman just could not handle that snoring anymore. Therefore, she now faces attempted murder.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is it really love, though?
Is he still alive?
I mean, do what I do. Just shove a sock in your spouse's mouth, put a pillow over their face when they're snoring.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything. Just don't shoot them.
Well, he must still be alive because attempted murder. Right.
Yeah, no, he's still alive. Okay. He made it, yes.
Do you snore?
I don't think so.
Your wife's never said anything?
No.
Huh.
No. I'm not a snorer. She sometimes talks in her sleep. Michelle, I'm not done. One more snoring. One more snoring that led to a shooting.
Yeah.
This, just around where my mother lives, Wilmington, North Carolina. Police in the Tar Heel State say an argument, yes, over snoring led, I'm sorry, this one, actually a stabbing and a shooting. So a double whammy.
Oh, my
whammy.
Gosh.
Wilmington
so
police
mean.
Report that 54-year-old Guillermo Moreno Vasquez, you like how I did that, was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon and intent to kill and inflicting serious injury.
Oh.
These two men worked together on an oil rig. Now, the thing about it is they're from Texas, okay?
Okay.
I know how these oil fields and stuff work. Sometimes you bounce around. So these two guys didn't know each other, and they were stuck in a hotel with one another. You know, the company puts them up. Hey, you have to stay with so-and-so. It's a stranger, right?
Right.
Couldn't handle the snoring. Eventually led to an argument, and yes, stabbed and shot him. It's a real winner right there. Dumb criminals, folks.
What an idiot. Idiots.
Why wouldn't you just, like, try to wake them up first?
Or go in the bathroom, sleep in the tub or something.
I ain't sleeping in no tub.
I mean, just get a bunch of blankets and do what you gotta do.
Oh,
what are you in for? Snoring. Killed a man while he was snoring. Better not snore.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I guess.
Hey, you have Z News coming up here shortly with Babbling Brook out. Why is she out? Oh, she was in Athens last night, right? Oh, so was I. Look where I am. First, Jeff Exline, who resides, I assume, in Steubenville. Their basketball team got beat last night by the Sheridan boys basketball team. Oh. Wouldn't you know it, New Philadelphia plays Sheridan for a trip to the state Final Four. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Maybe you have last week as the ladies lost to Sheridan in the same position, a win away from the state Final Four. Sugarland, Taylor Swift there as well. It's Babe. Remember, one half of the duo, Christian Bush, celebrating a birthday. He's 49 today. Babbling Brook is gone. I saw her actually in Athens, which means she saw me, which means I'm here.
She should
and
be.
She's not.
I think she's taking her babes to school today.
Oh.
Is that not a good enough excuse?
You have Z News for us, Michelle.
I do.
All right, take it away.
On this day in history, Albert Einstein was born. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I mean, the dude honestly thought he was so smart and he knew it all. I used that joke earlier this morning.
It's pretty late.
Sorry if you were listening earlier.
In 1950, the Federal Bureau of Investigation institutes the 10 most wanted fugitives list in an effort to publicize particularly dangerous fugitives. I used to love that show. Do you remember there was a TV show?
America's Most Wanted. I remember that. Was that based on that?
I think you're probably right.
All right.
You're probably right. Holidays for today. It's National Potato Chip Day. Laser Ruffles. This is serious.
You know what, Michelle? I'm going to be honest with you. You once revealed to myself and Z Country that when you were pregnant, you had a craving for original Ruffles and chip dip.
Yes.
And
it had to be specific chip dip.
I'm not that specific on the dip, but ever since then, I love Ruffles and chip dip. Yes.
So good.
I'm a Ruffle. I'm a Ruffle man.
So good. It's also Popcorn Lovers Day, World Kidney Day, and National Pie Day.
Like 3.14?
3.14.
Okay, gotcha.
Because today is 3.14.
And that's pie, P, just P-I, isn't
P-I,
it?
P-I, right. Right. But you can celebrate with like a cherry pie,
sure,
pumpkin pie.
I mean, we're Americans.
Okay. On TV today, Jimmy Allen will be performing, I'm sure, any moment now on Good Morning America this morning.
Yes.
I don't know what time that starts. On TV tonight, Grey's Anatomy is on at 8 o'clock on ABC. Hollywood Medium with Tyler Perry is on at 8 o'clock on E.
That's your show.
That's my favorite show. I love that man. Project Runway is on at 8 o'clock on Bravo, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. 9 o'clock on NBC and Will and Grace, 9:30 on NBC. In other news, Luke Perry, we know he passed away last week. It's reported that he will be laid to rest in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He is an Ohio native, but...
I think he already was, right?
No?
If not, that's cool.
I don't know when... on Monday. He was buried on Monday. Wow. I don't know. What's the connection to Tennessee?
I don't know. I guess maybe that's where he lived and called home for a while.
Oh, yeah. Owned a farm and... Oh, I didn't know all that.
Thought maybe Hollywood or something, right?
Yeah. Or Ohio. You know, born and raised here.
Yeah, Buckeye State, you know, shout out.
In country news, Jake Owen unveiled 14 songs that will be on his upcoming album, Greetings from Jake. He has a really cool collaboration with Kid Rock on here.
Very cool.
Very cool. John Mellencamp actually co-wrote a song with him. You know that song, I Was Jack, You Were Diane?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
Well, that is of course, kind of John Cougar Mellencamp. When it was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, why'd he drop the cougar?
I don't know why.
In other country news, Scotty McCree will try to score his third consecutive number one with his release of In Between on April Fool's Day, which is April 1st.
My mother's birthday is the next day.
Oh, do you ever play April Fool's tricks on her?
No, it's mean-spirited.
Oh, wow.
I don't, don't play tricks on my parents. Love them, Michelle.
So that's good. Scotty McCreery, looking for good for that. I'm excited for he puts out such good songs. They're so meaningful.
Scotty.
AI alum.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, thank you. You actually got to get out of here early today, right?
A little bit.
But,
I'm sorry.
But you'll be back here tomorrow. You know what we didn't do? Did we not pick the Pam's winner yet?
Actually, intern Olivia picked the Pam's winner, but I have not messaged them yet. So if you want to
you
do
want,
that
do you
want
to do this? Do, hold on, wait. Do you have the winner right there, right?
I do.
All right.
So Carol Porter, she submitted. She said, I don't know if it was any relation to her or not, but she said this person that she wants to give the flowers for is recovering from cancer surgery at 84 years old.
Wow.
That's perfect.
Flowers will certainly brighten that person's day, and the flowers, of course, from Pam's Posies in Dover on a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. We do it every Thursday. Again, Michelle, the winner this Thursday.
Carol Porter.
Carol, congratulations. $75 to Pam's Posies, all yours. That way came social media this Thursday. Could be any other way we decide next week. Just, of course, tune in to win right here on 99.9 WTUZ. 99.9 WTUZ, it's Eric McElroy along with you this morning. Michelle Spring had to get out a little early. Hey, let's hop in the country music time machine. Solo trip for me in there today. Let's see what happened today. First, I told you this, 1970, one half of Sugarland born today, Christian Bush, 49 years old. In the year 2000, Shania Twain's album, Come On Over, was certified for shipments of 17 million copies, surpassing Garth's No Fences album as the best-selling country disc of all time. 2004, Rascal Flatts and Brad Paisley, along with others, performed for President George W. Bush for that ABC special, An American Celebration at Ford's Theater, or Theater, depending on, you know, where you're from. 2011, Luke Bryan released his song Country Girl, Shake It For Me, to radio. 2013, Justin Moore launched his first ever headlining tour. And speaking of tours, on this day, 2014, Toby Keith went down under for the first time, started his first ever tour in Australia. There you have it. On this day in country music history. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy along with you. Michelle Spring dipped out a little bit early. Hey, congratulations to our winners today. Daily birthday winner, Nolan Pataka. And Norma Schreiner won $75 from Pam's Posies in Dover. That goes towards a lovely bouquet of flowers from Pam's. We do that every Thursday on a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Now, tomorrow's a big day. Not only do we have our half-off dining and more, that, of course, Hog Heaven, but courtesy of Dan's Wholesale Carpet and Flooring, it's our Luck O the Listener, where we will bust out the prize wheel and hand out prizes seemingly all day with yours truly. Shauna Berkey will do the same in the afternoon, and Nathan Cozart on Saturday morning. All you have to do is tune in to win if you're the lucky caller or texter or however we want to do it. Again, we'll spin the wheel on your behalf and you win a prize. It's that easy. A lot of fun tomorrow as we gear you up for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Again, tonight, Big Z Sports back in Athens. Myself and Joe and Riley Benson will be there as the Sandy Valley Cardinals take on Wheelersburg. 5:30 is pregame. 6:15 is the start time. Again, for Michelle, I'm Eric. We're active on social media. You can find us there at WTUZ.com for a lot of other great things, too. The latest news, what's happening in your neck of the woods, our streaming services, and again, a great way to stay up to date. Again, tomorrow's going to be a big day. Hope you can join us and come along. Thanks again for today. Have a great one, Z Country. It's 99.9.